Hello, everyone. My name is Thomas, and I've been the director of the City Heritage Museum for the past 3 years. Today, I want to talk about my career journey and the paradigm shift we are trying to foster in museum management across the country. When I first took on this role, people assumed I'd look to places like Grand National Galleries or even theme parks for inspiration on how to improve our visitor numbers. Those are the usual go-to examples. However, my previous career actually provided the blueprint for the changes I wanted to make. I spent a decade managing a shopping mall, and I realized that museums could learn a lot from the retail sector about making people feel genuinely welcome and comfortable. I started by observing how people actually entered our building. Traditionally, museums have these imposing, heavy wooden gates that almost scream "keep out" to the average person on the street. I wanted to break down that psychological barrier immediately, so my very first project was replacing those with welcoming glass doors. Suddenly, people walking past could see inside the foyer, and it made a huge difference to our daily footfall.
Once inside, I evaluated the atmosphere of the galleries. The old layout was filled with security guards telling people not to do things, but what really bothered me were the numerous warning signs scattered everywhere. We took them all down. Instead of constantly telling visitors what they couldn't do, we wanted to encourage them to explore freely and feel at ease.
This meant we had to radically change how our staff interacted with the public. Historically, their training focused primarily on historical knowledge, ensuring they could answer obscure academic questions from experts. But I implemented a new training program focused entirely on customer service. I wanted our team to greet people with a warm smile and proactively offer help, just like you would expect in a high-end department store.
Next, we tackled the exhibitions themselves. For decades, everything in our collection was displayed strictly according to a chronological timeline. While academics loved that rigid structure, the general public often found it exhausting and repetitive. So we decided to group our exhibits by colour instead. It was a controversial move in the museum world, but visually it created a stunning experience that immediately captivated our younger audiences.
We also had to fix the illumination. Museums are notorious for being dark and gloomy, relying heavily on dramatic artificial spotlights to highlight specific artifacts. I decided to strip away the heavy curtains and let in as much natural light as possible. It completely transformed the space, making the building feel fresh, modern, and open. To further mirror the retail environment, we looked at our visitor amenities. We already had a fairly profitable gift shop near the exit, but I noticed visitors leaving early because they were tired or thirsty. To solve this issue, we installed a coffee shop right in the middle of the main exhibition hall. People can now sit, relax, and discuss what they've seen without having to leave the premises.
In terms of engaging with the exhibits, we wanted to move away from traditional methods. Many museums rely heavily on downloadable audio guides, but we found that these isolated visitors from one another. Instead, we invested heavily in interactive screens next to the displays. Families can now play educational games together and delve into the history of the objects collaboratively.
Of course, letting people know about these changes required a brand new marketing strategy. Initially, the board suggested spending our budget on traditional television adverts, as they had always done in the past. But I decided to pivot and focus all our resources on social media. We started posting behind-the-scenes videos, which went viral and dramatically increased our local profile in a matter of weeks.
Ultimately, my goal wasn't just to get people through the door once. While it's always great to attract international tourists during the summer season, a sustainable museum relies on its local community. The true measure of our success has been the steady increase in repeat visitors. Seeing the same families return month after month tells me that we have successfully transformed this museum into a truly welcoming community space.